Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
3:05, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is a Monday afternoon. It's kind of gray. It's kind of chilly. But the sun is shining. Certainly in Israel, am I right? The release of all 20 living hostages held since October the 7th, 2023 by Hamas. The bodies of four hostages, apparently, have now been turned over. I think the estimates are that there are at least 20 bodies remaining. And I apologize, I don't have the exact number in front of me. Hamas is already starting to play games. I know nobody is surprised, but it is what it is. But the 20 living hostages are back. Israel holding up its end of the bargain because, well, that's what they do. Israel has released about 1,900 prisoners. And I want you to remember, these are not folks who are there because they forgot to pay a parking ticket or they had their left signal on but they were going right or something like that. These are horrendous human beings. Murderers, rapists, armed robbers, terrorists of all stripes. But Israel has released them because they're getting the 20 innocent hostages back. And because the hope, the fervent hope again, is that this will truly bring peace to that region. And it is only Donald John Trump who could possibly accomplish this. I want to put this in contrasting moments. Anybody remember back in the bad old days when Joe Biden was wandering around aimlessly in the White House pretending to be president? And what was he doing? He was siding with Hamas. He was siding with the terrorists. He was siding with Iran. Much like his main enabler, Barack Obama, did. Barack Obama, major supporter of Iran. Barack Obama, major supporter of the Hamas terrorists. So Joe Biden is putting pressure on Benjamin Netanyahu at the time. In fact, there are Biden operatives working tirelessly to try and topple Netanyahu. Remember this? And Netanyahu stood tall and strong. People of Israel stood tall and strong, even as Joe Biden was working against the freedom and peace-loving people of Israel. Now, fast forward a year or so. Donald Trump says, I'm going to get a peace deal done. And everybody tells him it can't be done. There's no way possible. Much like they had told him What do you mean? What do you mean you're going to go after Iran? You can't go after Iran. Nobody goes after Iran. Iran has a nuclear weapons program, but we just kind of pretend that they don't, you know, and it's firing on all cylinders because Barack Obama sent them pallets of dollars, billions of dollars in small unmarked bills. And Joe Biden kept the spigot turned on for Iran. And, you know, we just, we have these inspections that take place, Mr. President. Uh-huh. And what do we find with the inspections? Well, we all know what's going on. We just don't want to acknowledge it. So we have these make-believe inspections, and then we just move, we just keep moving on. That's all. And we just hope that Iran's not going to use the nuclear weapons. I mean, and it'll all work out. Not to worry. It's not like they're crazy people or maniacal people in charge of Iran. It's not like they're, oh, I don't know, mad mullahs trying to bring about the end of the world or something. They're, you know, they're just well, you know, anyway, we just pretend that everything will be fine. Here, come over here, Mr. President. We've got a hole in the sand. Just put your head in there and don't look at anything, and then everything will be all right. President Trump says, I don't really work that way. So here's what we're going to need to do. We're going to need to have an actual peace agreement. And you have to tell these people inside Hamas, either give back the hostages or we're going to find each and every one of you reprobates and, well, hasten your meeting with Allah. Oh, you can't do that. You can't threaten them. And look, you got to tell Netanyahu not to go after them. He might listen to you. Yeah, I'm not going to do that. That doesn't really work for me. And so Israel does what it needs to do. And President Trump says, you keep going there. You go for it, Bibi. And then when it becomes clear that the next target absolutely, positively has to be Iran. Has to be. Because they are getting within, what, days, weeks of having a nuclear weapon? Hey, listen, let's be generous. Let's say they're months away from having a nuclear weapon. I got news for you. If the time frame is any less than forever to have a nuclear weapon, then it's too damn close. So President Trump orchestrates, remember this? Orchestrates a almost a public tiff with Bibi Netanyahu. And makes sure it gets out to the press. Because the press, for the most part, comprised of people who, well, they hate Israel almost as much as Ghazala Hashmi does. And they're standing in support with the Hamas crowd, you know, almost as much as Ghazala Hashmi does. So the press picks up on this. Look, the press doesn't like Trump or Netanyahu. This is like their winning lottery ticket. Look, we can pitch this story and we can tell everybody how much these two people we hate are hating on each other. It's going to be great. And so the press, being predictable bottom feeders that so many of them are, not all of them, I remind you of that, but so many of them are, they run with the story, which is great cover. Because behind the scenes, it's clear. President Trump has said to the people who lead Iran, not through any electoral process or democratic process, but he has made clear to them, hey, guys, I gave you 10 days, and we're coming up on day 10, so what are you going to do? There's an old expression. I can't use the expression exactly as it's supposed to be shared, but it essentially is this: poop or get off the pot. So he says to them, you got to put up or shut up, right? You got to poop or get off the pot. What are you going to do? What are you going to do? Are you going to cooperate or are you not going to cooperate? All right. Well, they did not cooperate. And so what happens on day 11? Bang! Israel flies to Iran. The United States of America flies to Iran. And we eliminate the nuclear program of the Iranians. Only President Trump could do this. So once that becomes clear, Iran's proxy brigades, including Hamas, have to pay attention. And they do. Now, I don't know which way it's going to go. All I can tell you is what I'm doing right now. I am in a really very happy, celebratory mood that those 20 innocent human beings are back home in Israel, where they belong. I am in a very hopeful mood, seeing what President Trump has been able to accomplish. I watched his speech to the Knesset, and I thought to myself, oh my gosh, only a couple of weeks ago I was right there. And I watched as President Trump is there with the Speaker of the Knesset, Ohanan. I'm thinking, wait a minute, I was just hanging out with him. I gave him an Am Yisrael Chai bracelet from Emily's Bracelets. And he's there with the president of Israel, Isaac Herzog. And I'm thinking, man, I just had coffee with that guy. And I gave him a bracelet. And he's there with Prime Minister Netanyahu. And I'm thinking, man, I was just there. He was the one guy I wasn't able to get a bracelet to, simply because his security is unbelievable. And they just, you literally could not. You could sort of kind of shake hands, but even that, man, it was there were no grip and grins, if you know what I mean. So, all right, Emily, I promise next time, God willing, I'm there. I get a chance to meet with Prime Minister Netanyahu again. I'm getting him a bracelet. That's my goal. But I just thought to myself, my God, I was just there with those people. And now they're there with President Trump. And God bless each and every one of them. I got a little snippet of President Trump. We're going to get to that in a couple of moments. I want to tell you that an old friend of this program and somebody who has influenced the lives of millions of people, Lieutenant Colonel Dave Grossman, is going to be with us at 3:35. I just found out that I'm going to be part of a program as a student, not as an instructor on this one, but as a student, dealing with mental health for the military and first responders. And part of the instructor corps, if you will. Yep, Lieutenant Colonel Dave Grossman. So he's going to be here at 3:35. We should be joined by Dinesh D'Souza this afternoon at 5:35. I know there's some airline travel involved. So if for some reason that doesn't happen at 5:35 today, don't get all bent out of shape. We'll get it, I guess, tomorrow or Wednesday, whatever it is. But Dinesh will be back with us, hopefully this afternoon at 5:35, if not today, the next day or two. All good. Okay, it is 3:16, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. 3:22, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Monday. Yes, indeed. And the 20 hostages that have been held hostage by Hamas for the last 2 years, now back home in Israel. Germ, could you please share with everybody the snippet from President Trump a little bit earlier today?
Nobody asked Joe Biden to come up and speak, I guarantee you that. And if they did, he would have turned them down, I promise you. He didn't speak. He didn't speak, and he didn't speak well. But all of the countries in the Middle East, it could have, what we're doing now, it could have happened a long time ago, but it was strangled and set back almost irretrievably by the administrations of Barack Obama and then Joe Biden. It was, there was a hatred toward Israel. There was an absolute hatred. The setbacks really started when President Obama signed the Iran nuclear deal. This was a disaster for Israel, and it was a disaster for everyone. And I remember that Bibi Netanyahu came to the United States and worked so hard to try and get Obama not to do that deal. He worked so hard. But it was like talking to a wall. I remember him telling me it was like talking to a wall. They wanted to go with Iran. They chose Iran, frankly, over a lot of other good nations, but in specifically Israel. And that was the beginning of a very bad period of time. You had Obama go out and the Iran nuclear deal turned out to be a disaster. And by the way, I terminated the Iran nuclear deal, and I was very proud to do it. Yet even to Iran, whose regime has inflicted so much death on the Middle East, the hand of friendship and cooperation is open. I'm telling you, they want to make a deal. That's all I do in my life. I make deals. I'm good at it. I've always been good at it. And I know when they want. Even if they said, we don't want to make a deal, I can tell you they want to make a deal. All right, they do. They want to make a deal, and we're going to see if we can do something, because this is crazy what's happening, and we're not going to have this anymore.
Good. Good. I'm telling you, only President Trump could have gotten this done. Jeff, what do you think is going through all the liberals' minds? We could probably stop right there. Chanting Free Palestine, knowing they have to thank President Trump for the deal. Also, I'm in agreement with you. I don't trust Hamas. That's Dave. Yeah, that's a good question. Good question. Jeff, Hamas has no living female hostages to release. They're all deceased. Hamas hates women. We cry, we bleed, we get pregnant, we give birth. Way too much trouble for Hamas. Where are all the feminists? That's from Catherine in Richmond. Yep. Good point. Hey, Jeff, this is a wonderful day for peace. Thank you for the past 2 years of walking your audience through this travesty. You have been fair, honest, and gentlemanly. Thank you for the education, the stories behind some of the history of Israel and Gaza. Your undying love and loyalty for Israel and the IDF has shown through without being overbearing or argumentative. I sincerely appreciate your statesmanship through this travesty. Thank you. Thank you, 804. 326, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Skip the gym, not the workout. With Hydro, you get a full body workout in just 20 minutes, hitting 86% of your muscles in one smooth, low impact motion. And now there's a new Hydro Arc, Hydro's most advanced rower yet. Arc introduces Hydro Metrics, tracking your power, endurance, and precision every time you row, so you can actually see your progress. Go to Hydro.com and use code FIT to get $100 off any Hydro rower, including Arc. That's HYDROW.com, code FIT.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
.336, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is Monday. All right, that's it. I'm trying to be happy. I am happy. I'm so thrilled. Just a few weeks ago, I was in Israel, as you know, meetings with the prime minister, the president, the speaker of the Knesset, members of the Knesset, the foreign minister. And now I'm looking everywhere I look, television, online, etc. Those very people I met with, there they are, bringing about the return of these 20 human beings who had been held for the last 2 years by these savages inside of Hamas. And only President Trump could have done this. Simple as that. We had 8 years with Obama, who was arming and financing Iran. We had 4 years of whoever was pulling Joe Biden's strings, arming and financing Iran. And President Trump gets in there and says, yeah, this is all coming to an end. Thank you very much. Now, let's bring about a little peace here, shall we? Good for him. God bless him. You know my passion, right? And I know it's not politics. God, I hate politics. But no, it is. It's given back. It's given back to my my fellow first responders, those who have stood on the line and continue to stand on the line. And so I'm always doing classes and certifications and education. Why? Because I'm a peer guy, peer support guy. I'm an instructor, all that other good stuff. So I got the opportunity here. This is why I'm so thrilled that Lieutenant Colonel Dave Grossman is joining. So I'm looking at a place where I've done a lot of studying, Light University, wonderful organization. And they've got a brand new program out, military and first responder coaching. And I said, yeah, I'm totally on board with this. I'd love to get some more information. And long story short, I'm going through the list of the instructors that are featured. Lieutenant Colonel Dave Grossman's there. I don't have to read any further. That's it. I know I'm on board, and I'm looking forward to getting started with that. And boy, what an honor it is to welcome Dave Grossman back to the show. Colonel, thank you so much for being here.
Well, Jeff, always a pleasure, my brother in blue. Hey, and before we go any further, happy birthday to all you sailors out there. 250 years. Y'all looking good. You don't look a day over 90. Not a one of you. You're looking good out there.
They're looking good. Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, Jeff, you know, it really is exciting to be part of the curriculum there that's going on there. I want to tell you something right up front. You know, President Trump has given us a peace in Israel. I know you've been in the middle of that. You've been talking to those people. You've been meeting with those people. It's so cool that here you are online. But we need peace at home. And crime is out of control. And what I need to put out right up front for everybody to understand, the 2021 was the all-time record number of cops murdered in the line of duty. 2023, according to the National FOP, Fraternal Order of Police, 2023 was the all-time record number of cops shot in the line of duty. Our cops, our people have been given permission to, as Vice President Vance says, a tee off on cops. It's to attack our cops. And the crime situation, the president says crime is up, and people, they lie. They say, no, crime is down. Well, First, we got to all understand that we're using the murder rate to measure the problem. And murder is being held down by medical technology. The docs are saving ever more lives. Tourniquets alone. Everybody carries a tourniquet today. EMS, fire, cops, slap on a tourniquet, save a crime victim's life. You prevented a murder. Tourniquets alone have cut the murder rate to a quarter. At least a quarter would otherwise be. Take away all the tourniquets. Poof. In a nation of a third of a billion people, and the murder rate would quadruple. Inner city trauma centers are holding down the murder rate. And they say, oh, look, the number of dead people is down. It's like, just like we have inflation-adjusted dollars, we need medically adjusted murders. And when we do that, we will transform the way we see the situation. You know, I had a chance to meet with President Trump one time in the early administration. I wish I could do that again. I give him one sentence. I tell him medical technology is holding down the murder rate. The murder rate's a lie. Just like we have inflation-adjusted dollars, we need medically adjusted murders. And when we do that, it'll transform things. But we also, Jeff, you probably know, we have two crime reports out there. We have what the people report to the cops and the cops report to the FBR, the NCR, National Crime Report. Right. And the inner cities have been taught to hate cops and to fear cops, and they're not reporting it. But then we have the National Crime Victimization Survey. And every year, for over 50 years now, we call thousands of people. Were you a victim of assault? Were you a victim of rape? Were you a victim of robbery? And the National Crime Victimization Survey tells us it's out of control. It's bizarre. It's insane. So the situation's bad, and the president has given us peace in the Middle East. What a miracle. Dear Lord, we need him to give us peace in the U.S., and the American citizens need to know that we're being lied to. Like imagine somebody said, your grandpa made 25 cents an hour. You make $25 an hour. You're 100 times richer than your grandpa. We all understand you got to allow for inflation to talk about money. Yeah. You know, oh, the murder rate's down. Without allowing for medical technology, it's an abysmal lie. Things are crazy bad out there. It's time to back to blue. It's time to stand up and fight for peace in our own nation. We got a miracle in the Middle East. Let's pray for one here in America. And our president's working for that.
Oh my gosh! From your lips to God's ears, Colonel. I mean that is spot on. I'm always so grateful when I see folks like you who are standing with law enforcement, who are standing with not just the rule of law, but those men and women who are out there keeping us from devolving into anarchy. And that's not an easy putt these days, as you rightfully point out. Police continue to be demonized, and the support for law enforcement, unfortunately, in many places is at an all-time low. And you know, the flip side to all of the officers shot in the line of duty, Dave, you know this, it's the number of officer suicides that has grown as well. I mean, that's a huge part of this.
We lose more cops to suicide than every other line of duty death put together. Now, there's an angle on this. It's really important, and everybody needs to know. We're in the middle of a global epidemic of sleep deprivation, and sleep deprivation is a huge factor in suicide, and we need to know that. Right now, it's physically impossible for you to take your life. The drive to self-preservation is too powerful. You cannot take your life. But you add alcohol, and alcohol inhibits the drive to self-preservation, and suicide becomes possible. But sleep deprivation works exactly the same way. Mm. Sleep deprivation is a major factor in a global epidemic of suicides. Every age group, every demographic, teenage girls, 10, 11, 12-year-old girls, suicide rate has tripled. It's bizarre, and every parent and every citizen needs to know that the video games, the social media, the TV, they're all trying to steal our sleep. There's nothing wrong with adults playing any game, watching any show, unless it gets in the way of your sleep and you have a problem. But the head of Netflix said, our competitor is sleep. The corporate policy of Netflix is to steal your sleep. Sleep deprivation is a key factor in suicide. It's a key factor in traffic deaths, the number one killer of our teenagers, the number two killer of our cops. Yep. And it's a key factor in the opiate epidemic. Sleep deprivation creates chronic pain. Why opiates? Why are they suddenly the drug of choice? Well, everybody's sleep deprived, and we're hurting all the time, and we need a pill to fix. You don't need a pill. You need more sleep. You need good quality sleep. So one of the things I'm teaching all of our first responders is sleep hygiene. But, you know, I had the honor last Friday to teach all of the Philadelphia school police. What a magnificent group of men and women. Yes, and I told them, you know, we're going to talk about keeping your kids safe from violence, but you want to walk out that door and save a kid's life. You probably have not had a murder in your school, but unfortunately you've had suicides, you've had traffic deaths, you've had drug overdoses. And what can we do about mental illness? The link between sleep deprivation, I will make anybody mentally ill on the second day without sleep. On the third day without sleep, you will be psychotic. Any graduate of Army Ranger School or SEER School will tell about hallucinations on the third day without sleep. Mental illness, traffic deaths, drug overdoses, suicides. You want to walk out that door and save a kid's life? Teach him. When my second grade teacher told us cigarettes kill people, I went home and hid my dad's cigarettes. And if that teacher tells the kids, here's how many hours of sleep you need. The little kids need a lot more sleep. Teenagers need at least 8 hours of sleep. And adults, we need at least 7 hours of sleep. We cannot get by on less than that. Tell them to sleep in the dark. We're designed to sleep in total darkness. Combine that with the sleep mask. Everybody out there, if you do one thing, go online or go to the local store, buy the top-of-the-line sleep mask, and it will rock your world. You may not get one more minute of sleep. You get quality sleep with that mask on. The number one selling mask on Amazon has over 95,000 five-star reviews for a stinking mask. And number three, the number of hours sleep you need as a minimum. Sleep in the dark and teach those kids to cut off caffeine shortly after lunch. We're in the middle of an epidemic of mega dose of caffeine abuse. Yeah. And caffeine gets in the way of good quality sleep for adults. Lack of sleep is a key factor in Alzheimer's and dementia. And that caffeine stops us from getting deep cycle sleep. And that lack of deep cycle sleep is a key factor in Alzheimer's and dementia. And it's a key factor in chronic pain. And so this caffeine abuse, shortly after lunch, switch to decaf and rock on. And then when you need it, it'll be there for you. So that's the kind of thing that we're getting the word out to our cops, Jeff. We're getting the word out to our teachers. And we're going to turn the tide. And, you know, you look around and you say, people are crazy. People are angry. They're irrational. You're right. They're sleep deprived. We're in the middle of an epidemic of sleep deprivation. And you're right. They're all crazy. Yeah. They are mentally ill, caused by sleep deprivation, irrational, angry, and the mainstream media is never going to tell you, turn off the video game, stop binge watching shows, turn off social media. No. That's why we get to listen to people like you, Jeff. We don't listen to you. and that's where the truth is. The truth slips out between the cracks in places like the Jeff Katz Show.
Oh, you are so kind, Colonel. I want to remind everybody, Lieutenant Colonel Dave Grossman is joining us, retired Army Ranger, a guy who has devoted his life really to service in uniform, out of uniform, helping those in uniform. I just think the world of Colonel Grossman. Most people introduced to the Colonel I know with his original book, the seminal book on killing. But boy, if you stopped reading Grossman, then you're missing a lot. Colonel, let me ask you about one of the things that you're involved with, and it is called Building the Bulletproof Mind. And people may be a little shocked by this because they think, "Oh, wait a minute, now Grossman on killing? Come on, he's just that's what this is about." You talk about not only love and empathy in building that bulletproof mind for first responders, but I'm going to remind you, that F word, faith, that's a vital part of this, isn't it?
Yes, it is. It is. And, you know, then there's this critical question that people ask. And, you know, my book on combat, I've got two books on Marine Corps Commandant's required reading list, On Killing and On Combat. By the way, all you hunters out there, On Hunting came out 2 years ago, and the audio book for On Hunting will blow your doors off. It has an outtake reel. You're sitting up in the deer stand. You want to have some good reading. You want to have a good audio book. Go check out On Hunting. It'll blow your doors off. We have been in the middle of the food chain. There are things that hunt us and the things that we hunt, but it's not fun to be hunted. We want to be the hunter. We want to be in control of our environment. The world's full of people who've chosen to be the prey and not the hunter, the hunted and not the hunter. And we talk about that. There's much more in On Hunting, the ecology, the psychology, the wellness of it all. But one of my latest books is on spiritual combat. And that talks about exactly what you're talking about there, Jeff. And you know, there's an existential question. How could a loving God allow these terrible things to happen? And the answer is really important. A loving God would not make you his puppet. He lets you make your own choices. You ever heard, if you truly love something, let it go. If it comes back, it's really yours. That's how much God loves us. He loves us enough to let us make our own decision. The evil one will make you his puppet in the blink of an eye. God lets us make our own choices. If you love something, let it go. If it comes back, it's yours. That's how much he loves us. And a lot of people make really bad choices. And a lot of really bad things happen. And you say, God, why don't you do something? He said, I did. I sent you. He has no hands but ours. He does intercede. He does answer. He does work miracles. But in the end, God has no mechanism to operate on this earth but us. And if, you know, you and I are people of faith, if you think that there might be a life after this life, if there's eternity after this life, it's infinitely more important than everything that could possibly happen in this life. So a few more years on this weary earth, a little less suffering on this earth is nothing, nothing, nothing compared to eternity in heaven. And this is not our home. We got to keep our eye on the ball. Don't let the things of this world pull you down. Keep your eye on the big picture. And that's where the book on spiritual combat really comes in and ties right on with on combat. By the way, On Combat won the Ukraine Book of the Year Award. And last year, they brought me to Ukraine to train their troops, Jeff. I was 67 years old, spent my summer vacation in the war zone, training their troops all across the war zone there. So we're rocking on, brother. We're touching lives, and you're there in Israel. I'm there in Ukraine. We're just touching lives and in the middle of it. Isn't it a great and glorious time to be in the fight, my brother?
Oh, it absolutely is, Brother Grossman. It absolutely is. There's, I guess every generation, every warrior says the same thing. This is the most important battle ever. But on my personal level, it is right now the most important one that I can possibly be involved in. Let me ask you this, Dave, for folks who are hearing this, and I can almost guarantee everybody in this audience just about has read On Killing, but they probably need a new copy, and I want them to take a look at the other books as well. What's the best way for folks to get those books?
Thanks for asking, Jeff. It's GrossmanOnTruth.com. You know, I coined the term killology, and I had Killology Research Group, killology.com, but we kind of rebranded. The Antifa were at us, and we just sidestepped and rebranded. And the truth on combat, the truth on killing, the truth on spiritual combat, GrossmanOnTruth.com. Okay. And we're just having so much fun with the website there. We'll be adding more things as time goes by. We'll be adding little videos about each book. We've got some very near future. We've got emails from cops, you know, reaffirming various points that I teach. It'll be posted on there. Wow. GrossmanOnTruth.com. All the books are there, and I'll personalize them. The little place on there, you know, it's time to start thinking about Christmas shopping.
Yes, it is.
And you order the book and have me personalize it to them, and I'll say whatever you want on there. There's a nice box to it, and I love getting up in the morning and signing and personalizing a bunch of books for people. GrossmanOnTruth.com. Get your Christmas shopping done. Boy, there's books for every hunter. There's books for people who are oriented in faith or you want to have oriented in faith. Yep. Our book, Bulletproof Marriage, was a Christian Book Award finalist. It's got like 700 five-star reviews on Amazon. Bulletproof Marriage, a 90-day devotional for sheepdog and spouse. And we're all sheepdogs. We're all protecting our flock. And that brings us back to this is the most important fight because we're fighting for our children. We're fighting for our future. And that's where love comes in. As we love our God, as we love our children, as we love our nation, we give 100%. And we're in this battle right now, Jeff, as we love our children, as we love our grandchildren. My grandson's engaged to a wonderful girl. He just got back from his first combat deployment. And blink of an eye, we'll be great grandparents as we love those little ones. We give 100%. It is the most important battle because we're fighting for our children and our family and our way of life. And just one generation without men and women willing to do that fight, and our nation would be damned and doomed.
You're absolutely right.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contract. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in. Here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Skip the gym, not the workout. With Hydro, you get a full body workout in just 20 minutes, hitting 86% of your muscles in one smooth, low impact motion. And now there's a new Hydro Arc, Hydro's most advanced rower yet. Arc introduces Hydro Metrics, tracking your power, endurance, and precision every time you row, so you can actually see your progress. Go to Hydro.com and use code FIT to get $100 off any Hydro rower, including Arc. That's HYDROW.com. Code FIT.
Come on.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Well, Grossman on Truth, I'm hoping you don't mind. I'm going to make sure we share that link across all of our social media. Of course, your books have been in the Jeff Katz Book Club section of the website for, I don't know, over a decade. GrossmanAcademy.com, there's some courses up there that look absolutely incredible. I'm looking at doing some of that myself, that bulletproof mind. Yep. Lieutenant Colonel Dave Grossman, I tell you again, number one, thank you. And number two, I am always honored when you can make a few moments for me. I am so grateful for everything you have done, everything you have given. And here you are. You got 1 or 2 years behind you, and you are still given every single day of the week. So God bless you.
And you too, brother. You know, Willie Nelson is 92 and still on tour. That's who we want to be when we grow up. You and I should be planning for another 20 years in the fight and stay in the fight, brother. Iron sharpens iron, and it's truly a two-way street. God bless you, and God bless America.
Thank you, sir. That is Lieutenant Colonel Dave Grossman. Nobody better than that, I'm telling you right now. 353 Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
UnitedHealthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in. Here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at UnitedHealthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this pipe?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.